New York State is poised to issue its plans for hydrofracking soon, but even with a decision imminent, there's no guarantee the controversy will die down. And the Innovation Trail's Marie Cusick reports on what legal options opponents and supporters might explore when an announcement is made.
New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, has spent 4 years studying fracking, and the agency's final guidelines are expected out soon, potentially paving the way to allow drilling. And when that document is made public, environmental lawyers will be ready.
We're going to scrutinize them with a fine-tooth comb, and then we're going to decide on next steps.
Eric Goldstein is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says it's too soon to say if his group will file a lawsuit since no one has seen the DEC's final plans.
Good lawyers do everything they can to avoid litigation in the first place.
But he says he's still prepared for a courtroom fight and adds that potential lawsuits will likely center on a 1978 statute known as the State Environmental Quality Review Act. The law requires the DEC to go through an extensive review of fracking, which includes outlining potential environmental problems, discussing alternatives, reviewing public comments, and publishing it all in a massive final document. Over the years, the DEC has held that fracking can be done safely as long as it's properly regulated. But everyone is waiting to see how this final document will turn out, including Deborah Goldberg, an attorney with Earth Justice.
So, for example, if there was something left out or something that was procedurally improper, we could file a lawsuit.
Meanwhile, representatives from the gas drilling industry have frequently complained that the state has taken far too long to approve fracking. Among them is Tom West, an Albany attorney who represents the industry.
I think the environmental stakeholder groups have made it very clear that no matter what the final standards are, they're going to sue anyhow, which shows that their true intention is to block development of our indigenous energy resources.
West says he doesn't believe the gas industry will take legal action against the DEC, since doing so could cause the whole environmental review process to start all over again. But he says if environmental groups try to get an injunction or a temporary court ban on fracking, drillers would likely jump into the legal fray.
I suspect that some operators will intervene in that litigation to explain that they have leases that are expiring, how much money they have invested in New York State.
West adds that he thinks environmentalists face an uphill legal battle.
I think it's going to be very difficult for the environmental groups to challenge the final standards when they come out because the DEC has bent over backwards to be accommodating to their concerns.
Eric Goldstein of the Natural Resources Defense Council agrees that it could be difficult to make the case that the DEC hasn't done its job.
Those challenging a state action have a heavy burden to show that the state has acted contrary to law, and that's not an easy burden to prove.
The DEC has spent all year reviewing more than 60,000 comments on fracking from the public, which they're required to respond to in their final report. Nevertheless, they're still expecting to get sued. In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick for WRVO News.